Right now, I want to talk about a talk that's been given tonight in Killarney Library at 6:30 p.m. And for anyone who has had somebody or has someone or anyone themselves who's suffering with a cancer diagnosis, it's one you won't want to miss. The Cancer Guide is an inspirational book designed to help patients, loved ones and colleagues navigate the mental anguish and trials of a cancer diagnosis and its treatment. It's by clinical professor at Trinity College Dublin, Anne-Marie O'Dwyer, and she'll be in Killarney Library this evening at 6:30, and she's with me on the line. Anne-Marie, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk. Thank you.
Now, in one sense, the story of cancer in this country over the last 20 years has been a positive one. We've lots of more people who are surviving cancer diagnosis now, and that's a testament, I suppose, to treatment and outcomes and better healthcare. I mean, huge experience of dealing with it over the years. Is that why you felt the need, that there was a gap here, a need for this book to try and guide people through what is a complicated, complex and emotionally trying experience?
Yes, I think that's an excellent introduction and very much what I would like to say myself. Jerry, I think you're absolutely right, and it's important for people that are listening to say that it's absolutely true that treatments for cancer have improved so much in the last 20 years. It's been picked up earlier, the cure rates are better, people are living for longer, and that's all very, very good news. But yet, still, the word cancer strikes fear into people's hearts. And that's what this book is about. It's about the human response to cancer, the psychological response. Because while obviously cancer itself and its treatments have a very physical impact, often it's the psychological response, the psychological impact that really brings the cost of the cancer diagnosis, not just to the patient, but obviously, of course, to their family, their friends, the wider community, people they work with, people that they're in clubs with. I mean, the impact of cancer is never just on one person. So this book is about that human aspect of cancer.
Yeah, it certainly is. I know that according to the National Cancer Registry, there are more than 24,000 invasive cases of cancer diagnosed here each year. 215,000 cancer patients or former cancer patients were alive in Ireland in 2021. That shows that increase in survivorship compared with a decade ago. But just because you're a survivor doesn't mean it's over, I'd imagine. There's the fear of it coming back. There's the impact on your family, your change,
exactly,
probably life circumstances as a result.
Yes, and that's probably one of the big messages. I have several big messages. That's a particularly big message, Jerry, is that, you know, people pin their hopes on when their treatment ends, and I totally understand that. Of course they do. You know, the chemotherapy is ending on the 5th of September, and everybody says, fantastic, I'll be finished, I'll be done. And they imagine themselves delighted, rejoicing, well and perfect, and their family and friends are the same. They often even plan parties and dinners and celebrations. And then when the person gets to the end of their treatment, instead of feeling fabulous, they feel absolutely wrecked. They're exhausted, they're demoralized. It's the first time they've had a chance to sit down and think about what has happened to them, which is often a huge thing. They say they feel as if they've been hit by a bus, their whole life has gone up in the air. So in fact, when they finish treatment, it's often when the human responses really, really begin to kick in, and the potential impact of cancer continuing beyond when their cancer is gone. Their cancer can be cured, finished, gone, and still they have all these impacts to deal with. It's in so many ways. I mean, there's kind of, I say to people, it's like a rehabilitation phase. They need to allow at least 6 months. In fact, I was speaking in Limerick Library the other day, and a gentleman said, well, I think that's not long enough. I think it should be 18 months. I mean, I don't mind. It'll vary from person to person, but just to know that the end of the treatment is the start of rehabilitation.
Yeah, like for me, one of the big psychological impacts on the population, and as probably sociological studies gone into this from COVID, was the fact that a lot of people were on a treadmill. They were in their daily lives, they were busy. All of a sudden, everything stopped overnight. And when thinking about this and your book, it occurred to me that a cancer diagnosis, depending on the severity, but any cancer, can have the same impact on someone. Their life will never be the same again. They look at everything, their relationships, their job, and depending on survival and all of that, that doesn't go away, which is what you're talking about.
I think that's a good example with the added thing. So you're right, for all of us, suddenly our lives changed overnight with COVID. And that is kind of like what happens to somebody with cancer, except that in addition, they have huge fear. Now, you'll probably say to me, well, people with COVID were afraid of COVID. They were. But for somebody with cancer, as I said, they say to me, well, people say to them, you know, oh, you could be hit by a bus tomorrow. And they say, well, actually, sorry, my boss already hit me. So, yeah. You know, they have their lives are absolutely exactly like what they've gone up into the air, but they've the added fear of their mortality and the fact that they've got to endure often quite grueling treatment in every week for chemotherapy or major surgery or whatever it is. So it has a very, very big impact. That, as you say, continues afterwards. Although what I would like to say is, you know, yes, their lives are thrown up into the air, but very many people, once they've gone through their rehab phase, say to me, well, yeah, but I'm not going to pick up the pieces to where they were before. I am going to change things now going forward. I don't want to spend 5 hours a day commuting or 150% of my time at work. I really want to look at where I'm going to put that jigsaw back together again. And that can be a very powerful thing for people.
Yeah, can be a positive. Look, Anne-Marie, the policy issue here, it's in the news at the moment. The Irish Cancer Society were for the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday saying that they're concerned that cancer survival rates in this country are unlikely to improve despite so much improvement that there has been due to the current rate of underfunding. And they've said that, look, 2 out of 5 people have put off going to their GP with cancer symptoms because they can't afford it. There's an inequality there. So, the funding is an issue if you want to continue on the positive road we've been on.
Yes, I mean, I think when you work in healthcare, you never feel you've done enough. You never feel you can do enough, no matter what area you're in. And I mean, I can only speak about my experience, which is that when I came back to James's almost 25 years ago now, there was no service at all that was integrated with physical health. I mean, when I came back, it was to set up a psychological medicine service in James's, in the general hospital, for patients attending the medical and surgical wards in the emergency department, integrated with physical, not somewhere separate, but actually on the site, so that psychological medicine was the same as respiratory medicine or renal medicine or anything else. And that service has grown so that we've got integrated clinical psychology and psychiatry there, and we grew the cancer service from that, which then fed into the latest National Cancer Control Program strategy, so that psycho-oncology is actually part of that. So like we said at the beginning, there have been huge developments and huge progress, but you always feel there's more you can do, always. And I think we have to be very aware of that, and also very aware of letting people know that there will be help for them, but at the same time that we're constantly looking to services, constantly.
Yeah, we certainly are. Listen, we're out of time, Anne-Marie. Thanks a million for talking to me about that this morning. It's Rock Road, Killarney Library, 6:30 this evening for that talk, and thanks for giving us your time in it.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Jerry.